While a number of questions remain over the disappearance of University of Alaska Anchorage runner Marco Chisetto, the most important one was answered early this morning. He is alive. Chisetto's roommates reported him missing Monday morning. He had been last seen Sunday evening about 7 o'clock at the campus social sciences building. Today at approximately 3:30 a.m., university police received a call from University Lake Spring Hill Suites that Chisetto had just walked into the hotel. The hotel is located near the campus. Chisetto was in extremely hypothermic condition and taken to Providence Medical Center. UAA Athletic Director Steve Cobb says so far nothing is really known about Chisetto's situation since Sunday evening, and only a bit more concerning his medical situation.
We don't know right now. There'll be time to find out about the last 2 days at some point in the future. All we know right now is that he's in the hospital and he's receiving treatment for severe frostbite of his feet.
The All-American runner had just returned from the cross-country team's highly successful weekend at the NCAA Division II Championship, where Anchorage's women and men's teams qualified for the national championships, as well as two UAA runners who won the individual titles. Chisetto had won the West Region title for the past two seasons and had used up his cross-country eligibility and traveled as team manager. Cobb said the runner's long association with the university made his continued disappearance more personal.
It was gut-wrenching and heartbreaking. He's been a Seawolf here for a number of years. He's been extraordinarily successful in the classroom and competing, and it was just like missing a family member. We were worried to death, and of course we're just thrilled that he was found and is getting medical treatment. Elation just doesn't seem like a strong enough word.
On Tuesday, Chisetto was the object of a massive search, not only through the entire university district, but also along Anchorage's miles of trails.